results from the research he's done. People in a hurry don't allow time for their complex bodies and minds to become revitalized, he wrote. So they accelerate the wear and tear of their bodies. There is no time for contemplation or even meditation. Anxiety increases, and they lose perspective on their problems because they don't have time to think constructively. This makes them even more stressed and less able to cope with the strains of life, thus exacerbating the stress of life. In short, he goes on, people of our time are showing signs of physiological and psychological disintegration because they are living at warp speed. Disintegration isn't a good way to articulate my aspirations in life. Is it a good way to articulate yours? Especially for those of us who say we love God, falling apart and fizzling out aren't exactly the goal. I should mention here that I'm referring to those of us who are choosing frazzle as our MO. Clearly, so many men and women are not, such as those who have been handed exhausting situations. I think of friends of mine who have a special needs child, or friends who have decided to take in an elderly parent, or friends who have chronic health issues of their own. I think of those whose spouses are on tours of duty, and those who work 3 part-time jobs every day just to make ends meet, and those who have 6 kids, all less than 6 years old, whom they need to care for and love well and feed. Whenever people who are involuntarily frazzled seek out my advice, I work with them on reducing chaos, while recognizing that in many cases, a certain amount of chaos is going to be part of the equation for a while. But back to my loving diatribe aimed at people like me, people who tend to willingly sign up for craziness, who tend to intentionally live chaotic lives. We are not doing as well as we think. What the weary will do. I'm a man who loves God. I love worshiping God, following God, and hearing from God through prayer. But what occurs to me is that it's more than a little difficult to pay attention to God's thoughts when I can't even pay attention to my own. Throughout the normal course of my days, if someone were to ask, Brady, what are you thinking about? I'd actually have to pull back for a minute and think about what I was thinking about, which tells me I wasn't being very intentional with those original thoughts. This would be fine, except that the Bible says it's not fine. Instead, the Bible tells me to take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and to love the Lord my God with all my mind, and to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, and to think about things that are true and noble and pure, and to set my mind on things above.